The 100 Years' War, the Duguesclin period, the French attack on Aquitaine, 1377, part 2. Now, the Duke of Anjou arrived before Bergerac on August the 22nd, 1377. Bergerac was a compact walled town of some 1,500 people on the north bank of the Dordogne River, which was situated in the most fertile part of the valley and controlled the only bridge over the Dordogne in Perigord. Its brick houses and public fountains proclaimed its prosperity to the world, but in fact, of its wealth and its strategic importance, very little had been done to improve the defenses, since the Earl of Derby had overwhelmed them in a few hours in 1345. They consisted of joined-up facades of buildings with gaps filled in by low, thin brick walls, protected by an earthwork and a water-filled ditch. At critical points, there were fortified gateways and various freestanding towers, which had been built as refuges from raiders, but were useless against a properly equipped army. The citadel, which stood at the water's edge upstream of the bridge, was an ancient structure dating from the 11th century, but it was well manned and equipped with stone throwers and a cannon. The captain of Bergerac, a Gascon retainer of John of Gaunt, was actually away in England. He had left the castle to be defended in his absence by a kinsman, but the leading figure in the defense was the routier captain Boticat Albert. Boticat had purchased his release from the Duke of Anjou's prison at about the time and end of 1376 and put himself at Felton's service as soon as the truce had failed. Felton put him in command of the town with about 270 men-at-arms, most of them belonging to his own company. In addition, several companies of Gascons, who had abandoned their garrisons in northern Perigord, took refuge in the town and joined the defense. Disaster struck the English and their Gascon allies almost immediately. The first assault against the Port de Carac by the river to the south corner of the town was repulsed with heavy French casualties. The Duke of Anjou ordered Jean de Brou to bring the heavy siege equipment from Laurel. This involved dragging cumbersome machines, trebuchets, and massive covered battering rams known as trous across some 35 miles of poor road between Garonne and the Dordogne. The main obstacle in their path was the rocky, fast-flowing stream of the River Drôle. It had to be crossed by a long stone bridge beyond the Bastide of Emmet, about 15 miles from Bergerac. Jean de Brouille had provided about 400 men-at-arms to escort the siege train. Sir Thomas Felton collected about 700 men, virtually all he had available, and set up an ambush near the Bastide. Felton's movements, unfortunately, had been noticed. The French escort force was doubled before it reached the river. It now included some of the most famous knights in Louis's army. Apart from Jean Bruel himself, there was his brother Pierre, the elderly paladin Laguay de Valens, Bertrand de Guesclin's long-standing Breton adjunct, Thibault de Pont, and Owen of Wales. When the two armies came in sight of each other, they both dismounted. There was a fierce soldiers' battle between well-matched enemies and roughly equal numbers. The decisive moment came when the French pages, who had been sent to the rear with the horses, appeared on the field, and the English thought fresh troops had arrived to reinforce their enemies. They immediately fell back, trying to disengage, but were overwhelmed. A large number of Felton's troops were killed. Many of those who escaped from the battlefield were drowned in the river as they tried to get away. Only about 200 survived. Felton himself was taken prisoner, along with Raymond de Montant, Lord of Mussidan, Bernard de Albert, Lord of Langoran, and an only member of his clan apart from Boticat, who maintained his English allegiance, and the lords of Durazan and Ruzan, who had been leading Anglo-Gascon barons of the Angenais. When the news reached the defenders of Bergerac, Boticat d'Albert tried to persuade them that all was not lost. They were not convinced. 2 days later, September the 3rd, the citizens awoke to find the artillery from La Ruelle had been erected in front of their walls, and the trumpets were sounding in the French camp to signal the assault. Bertrand de Guesclin sent a parliamentarian into the town to persuade them that further resistance could only lead to their town being sacked. The citizens briefly deliberated amongst themselves and agreed. Boticat was not consulted, but he could see which way the events were moving. He gathered his men and rode out of town across the stone bridge onto the unguarded south bank. From there, they fled to the nearby fortress of Moncou. As they left the French, entered Bergerac. So that went pretty quickly. A nice successful situation. That's interesting that they dismounted. Let's have a little hand-to-hand combat. And they mistook the squires as reinforcements. Now the sources for this. The Hundred Years' War, The Chronicles by Froissart. The Hundred Years' War by Perrois. The Hundred Years' War by Nylans. And The Hundred Years' War, The House Divided, Volume 3 by Sumption. So I hope you enjoyed that. And as always, don't forget to come by the website, summahistorica.com or historyaccordingtobob.com. And ask a question, leave a comment, check out our merchandise, and if you like what we're doing, please feel free to support us. Thank you very much.